This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to our Global Empowerment Community, where we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle working power. Thank you for joining us again. Stay tuned for a message of empowerment. Again, I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering, and we are already in the third month of this year, and I pray that you are continuing on the journey and on the path that you have declared for yourself for this year. I want to pick up and continue where we were, and we were talking about the ability to create your new reality, and that you have the power and the ability to call things that be not as though they were. And so what I want you to do today is to just really hone in on just three small steps that I outlined for us even on yesterday. You know, Jesus in the gospel, he tells us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And those are promises with an absolute guarantee. He didn't say, you know, that maybe it would happen. It's a definite fact that it shall be granted. Every time you ask, it is granted. So what we want to do, as I stated yesterday, is time to create a new reality, an alternate reality other than what you're seeing in your realm of appearance. And it is possible. If you just think for a moment and you look back over your life, you can probably sense the many times that your life went through different phases and went through different changes. And so if you're in, quote unquote, a low place right now, which seems like, oh my goodness, nothing's working, it doesn't seem like anything's happening, I want you to remind yourselves when you were in a different place, when things were different, when things were not going as badly as you think that they're going right now, but they were actually going even a little bit better. I want you to take a moment and think about that, to know that you absolutely positively can get out. I want you to think about that, to know that things can absolutely positively change for you, and that you're not stuck, so to speak. That things are always moving, things are always progressing, and I want you to take hold of that. Sometimes you have to go back and remind yourself that things are really working and that you truly are a blessed person, and that things can work out in your favor if you just go back and think about a time when things were a little bit better, and to know that if you got out then, you can get out now. If things worked out then, it can work out now. And this is sort of like the cycle of life. I remember sharing with you guys one time that, you know, according to the cycles of life, we have something called ebb and flow. And sometimes things are flowing very well, and sometimes there's an ebb. It's like that wave on the ocean. There are times when that wave and that water is coming and it's flooding in. But before that flood, sometimes you will see that ocean pull all the way back, and it seems like it won't flow again. But I'm here to tell you that it will flow again. It will move again. It will happen again. Shirley Caesar sang the song, "He'll Do It Again." He'll do it again. If you just take a look at where you've been and where you are now, you know, you're not the same that you were before. And if he did it then, he'll do it again. If he pulled you out one time, he can pull you out again. So I want you to just take courage. So the scripture says to ask and it is given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And what we want to say about that today is that is letting you know that there is a total unseen realm that is moving and working on your behalf. There's a total unseen realm with total laws and aids and ministering angels that's working on your behalf. So when Jesus the Christ made that statement, he says, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. I want you to take a moment and let our spirits just tap into that. And let's breathe that in today. Ask and it is given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Don't you realize that that is the heads and the tail side of the coin? That's the head and the tail side of the coin. So, in other words, what I'm getting from that is I have to initiate something. I have to initiate something. That if I initiate the asking, then something in this whole invisible realm gets to working on my behalf, and then I receive because it's given. Because it's given. And so there's something called the law of allowing that comes up for us when we're asking but not receiving. Because if the word is declared, ask and you shall receive, but for some reason we're not receiving, then that means that there's something in violation when it comes to the law of allowing, where we are not allowing what we're asking for to come to pass. Now, stay with me for a moment because we have to unpack this. It seems as though we're asking, but on another level, we're not believing that we are worthy or that we deserve what it is we've asked for. So in other words, there's doubt that we can have it. So now we're muddy in the waters. Let me tell you what I found out and what I've discovered about manifesting miracles. And I know you've discovered this as well. I know without a shadow of a doubt that the word is accurate and it is right. I know the spiritual laws are infallible. They will work every single time if you work it. And it doesn't matter who works it. It doesn't matter if you work it in a positive way or in a negative way. These spiritual laws absolutely work. I know that. What I have found out and what I've discovered is that anytime I operate within spiritual law and I'm operating in it perfectly, I get an instant manifestation. I want you to hear this. And I know you've experienced this as well. You know those times that you've asked for something and it just shows right up. You've asked for something and you didn't even get it out of your mouth. You just thought it. You just had the thought about it and it showed up. That is because if you go back and you look at it, those are the times when you asked and you left it alone. In other words, you even forgot you asked about it. And it shows up. Why? Because there was nothing in between your asking and you allowing that thing to come because you really forgot about it. I have found that when I'm not attached to an outcome, when I'm not worried about an outcome, when I'm not looking and seeking for that outcome, the outcome manifests itself very quickly. And so what we begin to see and what we begin to understand in that is that when you ask and when you release it and you let it go and you're not attached to it, you create the space and you create the room for everything and divine laws to work for you, and the manifestation comes quickly. So following that analogy, you can clearly see now why some things is taking a long time to manifest. It's because you're too invested in the outcome. You're too worried about the outcome. And all of that says that I don't know if it's coming. I don't believe it's coming. I'm desperate. And when you're desperate, let's just look at that for a moment. The moment desperation kicks in, desperation says, I'm hopeless. I don't know if this is going to work. And if this doesn't work, I'm in a world of trouble. And I'm fearful of what's going to happen to me. And everything is going to be shattered. Things are going to be different. Things are going to move. And I'm afraid of what it's going to look like in the outcome. So I'm desperate. So you're trying to force something to happen. We cannot create a new reality that way. All of that muddies the water and it interferes with a pure flow between asking and receiving. I want you to write that down. You must have a pure flow between your asking and your receiving. So you can see how desperation and doubt will muddy the waters and it will create a vibration that will block off and stagnate your ability to receive or to call or to pull into existence the very thing that you're asking for. I stated this one time in the global empowerment community. What if all of a sudden you went to pray how you pray and you have a petition because you want something to be granted? So you have a request. What if in real time, in this realm of appearance, an angel showed up and said to you, you have the power to bring that into manifestation. That's nothing that you have to pray about. Go and make it happen. Do you know that you would be so much stronger, but sometimes we hinder ourselves because we believe that we're waiting for God to answer something that's already been given, that's already been granted, that's already been decreed. And so that's why the scripture says, ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given. So we can clearly see that all things have already been given to us that pertains to life and godliness. We already have the power to create a new reality. So when the scripture says ask and it is given, you must make sure that when you ask in, that you are releasing that petition in such a way that you're not attached to the outcome. And this is how you can tell when you're not attached to the outcome. You completely forget about it. This is why sometimes your affirmations don't work, your visualizations don't work, because in your mental realm and in your mental capacity, you're trying to force something to happen. You're trying to make something happen. And I know that you can identify with this, because there have been times when I know you have thought, well, if I just, you know, do this affirmation all day, every day, if I just take an hour and keep saying it over and over and over again, that's going to put more pressure on it and it's going to force it. No, beloved, when you start doing things like that, you're slipping over into desperation. And desperation is a manifestation of doubt. So when you slip into desperation, you're becoming anxious. That's your telltale sign that you're in doubt. That's why the scripture says, be anxious for nothing. Don't get into anxiety about it. But it says, with thanksgiving, make your request known. So that means coming into a place of rest and relaxation to make your request known. And the very God of peace. See, it's all about this place of peace. All about this place of rest. It will garrison or guard your heart and your mind when you come into this place of asking and receiving, but you got to let go and let God. That is a powerful statement. I find myself living in that realm more and more every day. Let go. Just let go. If you're thinking about it too much, if you're meditating on it too much, in a worried kind of anxious way, you're not creating. You're muddy in the waters. You're actually holding up the very answer that you want to see manifest. So for some people, it could be your healing that's delayed. For others, it could be your financial prosperity that's delayed. For others, it could be that relationship that you desire to be in that's delayed. And it seems like you can manifest in every other area except those areas. And the reason is because you're too heavily invested in the outcome. So three things that we want to look at while we're asking. Again, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Right? So this is, it's a guarantee. But there's a certain posture and a certain mindset that we have to be in order to activate the law of allowing, so that we are not muddying the waters, that there is a clear signal and we're vibrating at the right frequency to begin to create it. So number one, when you're clear about what you want, remember clarity is king. You have to be clear about what you want. Now, I know that you have experienced this when you have gone to say, okay, I believe I want to start taking my ministry and traveling all around the world, right? And so you start confessing that and you make affirmations about that. But in the back of your mind, you're saying, I don't know if I really want to travel like that. I don't know if I really want to go to strange cities and keep meeting strange people that I don't know. See, that's an inconsistency. And I know that you have experienced that in ways that are subtle that you may not even be so fully aware of, but we want to bring that now to the forefront so that you're aware of what you're thinking inside when you're believing for your healing. But on the inside, you're saying, well, what if I don't get healed? Or what if I have to live like this the rest of my life? And you start panicking when you see a symptom is not clearing up. See, all of that makes you too heavily invested in the outcome. So when we pray, we have to offer a petition with thanksgiving. We have to let our request be known. That's the asking. And then we have to release it and let it go. So we, in terms of creating now an alternate reality or creating a new reality for yourself, you're going to take this one little step at a time. One little step at a time. So this is where we land today. Since I know that if I ask, it's given, then I need to check in to make sure that I'm not blocking what it is that I'm asking for manifesting. If I seek, I'm going to find. If I knock, the door is going to be open. All of that suggests that you have to initiate something, right? Yes, there must be some activity on your part, but once you do it, you have to release it in such a way that the anxiety is not there, the desperation is not there, the doubt is not there. So when we talk about it's time to create a new reality, if you're looking around in your realm of appearance and you don't like what you're seeing and you know some things have to change, take one little piece of it. One little piece of it. Pray for the strength that you need, the insight you need, the wisdom that you need, and release the petition and then go to work in faith. Because sometimes the things that you're asking for, there are steps that you have to take in order to manifest it. So we're not saying that you don't have to do any work or that nothing has to be done. The scripture declares faith without works is dead. But while you're working and while you're taking the necessary steps, you're staying in faith. You're looking at your desired outcome, knowing where you're going, but you're not desperate about it. See, that's the difference. So It all goes back to checking in to how you're feeling. Because how you're feeling is always going to let you know how you're believing. And I'm talking about how you're feeling in terms of what's going on internally with your vibrational frequencies. Not how you're feeling in your thoughts, in your minds, like maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. No, that's a thought process. We're talking about how you're feeling. Are you relaxed? Are you resting? Are you at peace? Are you calm? Are you joyful and enthusiastic, inspired, motivated? All that lets you know you have a clear signal. You're vibrating at the right frequency to create. Your feelings is what creates a vibrational frequency, and the vibrational frequency is what attracts those particles, those wave particles, to come together and start forming what you want to see in your physical realm of appearance. What you're believing internally will trigger an emotion and a feeling, and that feeling creates a vibrational frequency. That vibrational frequency will begin to create what it is that you desire. Then when you speak about it, you're speaking about it because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So you absolutely have the power to create a new reality. And I want to stress that for the next 2 minutes, and we're done for today. Listen, you have the power to create a different reality, an alternate reality, so the world can be going crazy with all the stuff that is going on in the United States with our new administration and our government. It is so easy to get caught up in all of that, but we don't want to get caught up in that. We want to receive the right direction on how to pray for the government and administrations around the world, but then you want to come back and stay focused on your visioning, on your power to see in another realm, to see in another dimension. And when you see in that new reality, you're seeing that alternate reality. It may be blurry at first, but the more that you stay in faith and you offer this clear pathway and you start vibrating, because you're in sync with what you're seeing in your vision and in your mind's eye, you will start to create a new reality. So we don't want to be desperate. We don't want to have a lot of doubt. And you don't want to try to do everything at one time. Let's just take a small piece, knowing that that small piece will lead to the next piece and to the next piece. Everything big was once small. Despise not the day of small beginnings. You have the power. You have the authority. You have the potential to create a new reality for yourself. And I want you to join in with me this year as we go forward and move into our Accelerate community so that we're getting the right tools and the right support that we need to create our new reality. You have the power to call those things that be not as though there were. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. But it's not just what you say. It's about how you're feeling. And how you're feeling going to always let you know if you are allowing your good to come or if you're holding it up. Always judge your feeling. Am I nervous? Am I anxious? Am I depressed? Am I sad? Or am I at peace? Am I resting? Am I joyful and enthusiastic? That will always let you know if you're in a place to receive, you're good. If you're in a place to receive what you are asking for, or if you're in a place where you are holding up, stopping, or blocking. So let's get ready to ask and receive, seek and find, knock and the door shall be open unto you. All right, we're going to land right there today. And I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week. And I will greet you guys again in the global community on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern. We have another masterclass coming this month. Watch your inboxes for information about that as well. Okay, beloved, have a blessed and wonderful day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.